brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes. I'm your host, good old boy Mike. On this episode today, for a sip segment, we'll be reviewing Corsair Triple Smoke and Colin and McKeel's Tennessee Whiskey. After that, we'll have a sud segment recorded live at Craft Brewed with the audience participation of Smoked Stone Porter. Enjoy this episode. Thanks for tuning in. And now it's sippin' time. Welcome to another segment of Sips, Suds, and Smokes. This is a sip segment that we have. I'm good old boy Mike, and joining me here for this segment is
good old boy Dave.
Good old girl Juliana.
And today for our sip segment, we have selected two whiskeys. One is both of these happen to be from Tennessee. It is Corsair's Triple Smoke. And the other is Colin and McKeel's Tennessee Whiskey are the two products that we're rating for this particular segment. So these are two brand new products to the marketplace, and there's kind of a interesting boom going on for Tennessee Whiskey as well as bourbon products in general. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we have a lot of segments and content that we'll be talking about both of those products throughout this year and in the foreseeable future. A lot of that, I'm really trying to put my finger on why that's happening.
I think a lot of it ties in with the craft beer movement. That
really?
These small batches of artisanal whiskeys, you know, people's palates are developing a little bit more and more. So they're experimenting more not only with the beers, but also with the spirits that they're drinking too.
Well, and I think there's been a change in blue laws, know, that I think is allowing the development of these products to actually come to a reality for a lot of people that have been just waiting, where both the blue laws and taxing, you know, around these products is I think reached a point of pinnacle peak, and I think allowing people to say, I really can do this. Juliana, what do you think?
I know this sounds dorky, but it's like food. It's not just mac and cheese anymore. It's like 20 varieties of mac and cheese. And so this isn't just a whiskey anymore. It's all of these varieties of types of whiskey that you can use and make, like using different grains and using different flavor components. But not only with whiskeys, but gins and spirits in general. It's great because it really takes you outside of the box of what a traditional whiskey should taste like and a traditional gin and anything else for that matter. So I'm really excited about it because to me it makes me appreciate what these little craft distilleries are making.
There you go.
Because it's so flavorful.
And the technology is catching up too. You know, I mean, you can go online and buy a small still right now for a few hundred dollars.
So just the cost of production has reached a point where it's approachable, and you don't have to think about having a giant macro distillery right from the get-go in order to satisfy paying such a arduous measure of federal tax, which is about 50% for distilled products, as well as being able to afford all of the upfront capital costs, you know, for doing this. So all right, these two products definitely are very interesting. The first one I want to talk about is the Corsair Small Batch Triple Smoke. It is described as an American malt whiskey, pot distilled with beechwood, cherry, and peat, and smoked barley. And sorry about that, tipped a glass there. This is just, I mean, outstanding product. You know, if somebody had to tell me that you would actually be firing peat smoked barley in Tennessee at this point in time, I would have just said, I don't know that I really want to try that.
Yeah, right.
I think that I got enough Irish, Scotch or, Scotch in general. Not Irish Scotch. That's horrible. Scotch from Scotland that, would satisfy me for the next, 50 years. There's no way, you're going to tell me that they're make something in Tennessee that's going to be on par with that. This triple smoke, oh my God. This has all the makings of depth of character and flavor about it that I just, just absolutely outstanding product. So my sips rating for the Corsair Triple Smoke is going to be 5. Yeah. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good. I mean, just outstanding. Good old boy Dave, what do you think about this?
Well, I couldn't agree anymore. I am a self-admitted entry-level whiskey drinker. I want to love it, but a lot of them I'm still learning to love. This one, right off the bat, it doesn't burn my throat. It doesn't, intimidate me with a smell or anything. It makes me want to drink more of it. And I would definitely give it a 5.
Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Good old girl, Juliana, what do you think about the Corsair Triple Smoke?
It draws you in immediately. I mean, the smell itself is just, it's beautiful. To me, this is what...
It's difficult to describe the taste of smoke, to anybody. Yeah.
But it lingers, it stays with
that's
you.
It.
And that's what
that's
I love
great way of saying it.
About, I happen to be a big fan of Islay whiskey.
Mm.
And what I love about that is the peatiness and the smokiness that lingers afterwards. It could be 2 hours afterwards and you're having dinner, but you still get that hint every so often of that peaty smokiness. So for this, it's beautiful and it keeps on going. It's a great flavor.
Oh my goodness.
It's a great complexity, but it continues on and on. And it never lets down.
Yeah. And I just, I think Corsair makes a lot of interesting products. And I'm sure we're going to get to reviewing some of the other products from them. Their gin has definitely caught a lot of attention. And I hope to come around and taste that alongside, some other gins as well. But this is a proud new addition to my bar. I might have to be fighting people tooth and nail to say, that's mine at the end of the day for this.
Yeah.
Next product up that we've tried tonight is a Tennessee whiskey, which there's a difference between Kentucky bourbon
right,
and Tennessee whiskey. So, Dave, here's the stump the chump moment.
Okay.
What's the difference?
Well, bourbon has to be, I believe, brewed in Kentucky to legally be called bourbon. And also it has to be 51% corn.
The latter half I'll go for. It's not geography. Yeah. It's about the percentage of corn.
Okay.
In terms of labeling laws to declare it Tennessee whiskey or Kentucky bourbon.
I'll take half right.
Whatever. After you've had half the bottle, who cares at the end of the day? So it was interesting as we were talking about both Tennessee whiskey and bourbons today. One of the questions we talked about was, what were you drinking before, maybe this bourbon bubble, kind of started? And to be honest with you, I liked a lot of Jack Daniel's products. I mean, I have a barrel number one, that I constantly go back to. I like Gentleman Jack. It's been a great product for a number of years. I have an old, very long family history, wives tale, associated with, partial ownership of the Jack Daniel's recipe, which maybe we'll share on a different episode, but
very
not today.
Cool.
But so not having a measure of kindred spirit, you know, for this particular product. You know, just outstanding Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah.
It just is smooth and sweet and just approachable. And, oh, my God, don't pour me one glass. Pour me, like, 10. I just could not have enough of this. The very first time I had this was actually in the presence of Mike Williams, you know, the distiller for this.
Oh, wow.
And what an honor it was to shake the hand of the man that actually made this product. And
sure.
I think the patience that it really takes to craft a just a wonderful Tennessee whiskey. And I just expect them to not just do well now, but for the next 50 years. I just think that this product has enough depth and enough character where I just absolutely expect them to be around for a very long time. So my sips rating for this is, oh my, I'm sorry, 5. Oh my, I wasn't aware anything could be this good. So just another really fantastic product. Good old boy Dave, what do you think of Collier and McKeel?
I think that it is a very good whiskey. You know, having it just after the triple smoke from Corsair, I don't think it's for a newbie like myself. Now, let me qualify it and say I am a newbie. It's not as approachable for me. There's a little more burn on the front end than there was with the Corsair. The Corsair came in smooth, went out smooth. But it is complex and it's delicious and I really do like it. I would give it a 4.
A 4. Let's keep this a secret to ourselves for another. Interesting. Good old gal Juliana, what did you think of the Collier and McKeel?
I enjoy this one a lot. Very flavorful, very sweet, and very approachable. To me, this is a Southern dream right here. I mean, when I think of a Southern whiskey, this is what I've always hoped for that, for me, has been lacking in Jack. And maybe it's because of that charcoal filter that I end up getting at the back end of Jack that deters me a little. But this is a great Tennessee whiskey.
Well, so what's your sips rating for Collier and McKeel?
I'm definitely a 5.
A 5 as well. Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good. And, you know, I think that that's the reason why here on Sip Suds and Smokes, this was one of our best of 2012 products for last year and the first time we had to sit down and a chance to talk about it in depth as well as taste it with some other folks. So want to thank my co-hosts very much, Dave and Juliana, for joining me for this.
Thank you so
really much. Really enjoyed our conversation. This is good old boy Mike and...
Good old boy Dave.
And good old Julie.
We'll ask you to join us again and keep on sipping.
Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hello and welcome. This is good old boy Mike and welcome to this Sud segment. We are on location at Craft Brewed, a wonderful new organization or store here in Nashville, Tennessee, has been hosting us today. Thank you very much to Chip, who is joining us.
Thank you.
And Sean is joining us for this tasting as well.
Thank you.
This is a very special segment we have where we are going to have audience participation. We're going to taste one beer, and we're going to go through our ratings here between Chip, Sean, and myself, and then we're going to have folks that are here in the store today share their thoughts about this beer as well. So our beer for this segment is Stone Smoke Porter. Very interesting beer. Got a lot of smoke porter. How about you, Sean?
I've had a few smoked beers, like Yaozu Su and, you know, some other beers that have been brewed with smoke. My friend Tyler has definitely brewed a number of brews with some smoked malts in it, and I enjoy it. I enjoy a good Rausch beer as well.
Yep. Well, I definitely would prefer to have smoked over aged any day to infuse flavor in it. And always love a really great porter. So to remind everybody here, our Suds ratings are... 1, that sucks, give me anything but a bud. 2, was that a belch? Three, what a relief. Four, my body should really not make that sound. And five, listen to that hang time. Give me another. So that are our Suds ratings here on Sip Suds and Smokes. So today's beer that we're going through is All Set and Ready. So I've had a chance to check out the smoked stone porter here. My tasting notes are, you know, it's kind of chocolatey. But you definitely pick up on the smoke quality. And, you know, I really thought it was kind of woody and earthy were some of the tasting notes around this. So my Suds rating for this is four. A body should really not make that sound. So what do you think, Chip?
I would concur. Four, awesome beer.
A body should really not make that sound.
This is true. You know, what I like about this beer is it's multi-versatile. I could see cooking some chili with this beer. You know, it's got a great aroma,
yep.
Great taste to it.
Yep. I think good beer and good chili definitely go hand in hand.
Especially
that's
for a cold
sure.
day.
Yep. So what do you think, Sean?
Definitely a four. Four, I think, is a pretty accurate rating of this beer. It's, you know, pretty well balanced. You know, the smokiness is there. It, you know, you get that. There's also some chocolate notes. And, no, Stone did a great job with this beer.
Excellent. I didn't think it was just straightforward. It had enough complexity to it where mm-hmm. it was just definitely not your average porter every day. So, listen, this is on tap here at Craft Brewed right now. So if you want to stop by and check it out. And I'm very happy to announce that we have our very first award of Sip Suds and Smokes. This is a good belch zone. So I'm very happy to say that Craft Brewed has been awarded our very first award of a great belch zone. And so, Chip, I will we'll work on crafting the trophy together. I'm halfway between a toilet seat and something else, so we'll have to figure
maybe
out.
Maybe a tap handle?
A tap handle.
A tap handle.
Well, I like that. That's a good idea. I need some help. So if any of our listeners have a great concept on what our trophy should be for a great belch zone, let me know. But lots of great beer here on tap at Craft Brewed.
We'll just take a bunch of empty pint glasses and empty bottles. That'll work for us.
That'll work, too. All right. So next up, we have a lot of folks that are here in the store with us. So I've asked each of these guys to tell us what they think about this beer. And first up we have...
Hello, this is good old boy Randy from Kentucky. And I'm going to give it a 3 because I kind of see what a relief that is. It's kind of watery, and I'm thinking about the texture a little bit more than the taste because the taste is just awesome, and I think we covered that. But... the actual wateriness of it, I like that because there when you have a heavy porter, most of the time it's really that really thick in your mouth, and I don't go for that. So.
And your favorite body part is?
My favorite body part is the ass, more commonly known as the buttocks. But because it makes some of the most uncomfortable inner workings of the body at least bearable as it works its way out.
Put way too much thought in this.
But in addition, on the other end of the spectrum, women in their yoga pants, need I say more?
Cheers. Give that man another beer. All right. Thank you very much. Next up, to let us know
here
what
comes
they think about
trouble.
This beer,
oh, yeah.
It's going to be.
It's Willie G.
Hey, Willie G.
Willie G from good old Nashville, Tennessee.
All right.
Originally,
what do you think?
I'm an import from North Dakota. So
what's your Suds rating?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 5.
A 5? Listen to that. Give me another. All right.
You don't want it.
No, go ahead.
Because it's delicious.
And it's a great beer.
It's free. But the free part is not the good part. The free part is just part of it. It's a great beer. It really is. It's delicious. It's good, and it's good for you.
And what's your favorite body part?
It'd be without a doubt, the naughty bits.
Well, thank you for not saying one of the 9 dirty words here on the radio with us.
No.
But,
basically because they're just naughty. So, cheers.
Excellent.
Cheers.
Thank you very much. So next up, here to rate for our beer is going to be...
Hello, this is good old boy Brett from Berry Hill.
Excellent.
Berry Hill represent!
And we are in Berry Hill. So right. What's your Suds rating on the Stone Smoke Porter?
My Suds rating is 4. A body should really not make that sound.
Okay, all right. And what did you like about the Stone Smoke Porter?
I thought it was complex enough and creamy enough.
Is that a big word for somebody from Berry Hill?
It complex. Is. I mean, we're so learning. It's creamy, however, it doesn't get to that number five. It's still great beer.
All right. Excellent. And your favorite body part is?
Side boob.
Like that side boob.
Got to cut these guys off soon. That's all I got to say. And I'm not going to ask you why.
Okay.
No, I'm not
going
to go there. I'm going to go again.
So next up we have...
Hello, this is good old boy Tyler from Inglewood, East Nashville. Feels good in Inglewood. Yeah.
What's your suds rating for the Stone Smoke Porter?
Stone Smoke Porter, I got to give a 4.
A 4. A body should really not make that sound.
It shouldn't, but it does. Every time I drink it, it's fantastic.
And you've been drinking it all day.
This is probably my second or third, at least today, but it hasn't diminished any bit. It's still absolutely tasty.
And what is your favorite body part?
Oh, well, when I'm drinking the smoke porter here, favorite part's the tongue.
The tongue.
The tongue is what tastes it. What would I do without my tongue? There's a lot of things I could do with it, but what would I do without it? I don't know.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, excellent. Thank you very much, one and all, for participating today and rating the Stone Smoke Porter. I'm not going to let my co-host off about what's your favorite body part. So, Sean, how about it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a family program, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the nape of the neck.
The nape of the neck. Okay. All right, Chip, how about it? What's your favorite body part? He's got to think long and hard about this one.
Put me on the spot. That's terrible. Oh, man. The brain?
Oh, goodness.
The brain?
We solved the federal deficit faster than this.
Brain.
The brain?
The brain.
Wow. Well, your wife's right outside the door, so great choice.
Good answer.
All right, now fess up. I do have a favorite body part, and that would be the eyes. So I always love looking into my wife's eyes. So thank you very much, one and all, for participating in this segment of Sips, Suds, and Smokes. This is good old boy Mike and
Chip. And I'm a craft beer aficionado, Sean.
Thank you, one and all, for joining us for this segment. We're going to ask you to keep on sipping.
That's it for today's episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes. This is good old boy Mike asking you to keep sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see y'all next time.